News about who's bankrolling a contentious publication calling itself a newspaper is coming to light. Reports show the Idahoan was at least partially funded by donations from leaders at the Meridian-based software company T-Sheets. Matt Gillum has more on the money trail.
Part of the $200,000 donation from Matt Rissell and Brandon Zem, the co-founders of T-Sheets, went to publishing the so-called newspaper. The men gave the money to the Free Enterprise Political Action Committee, which is run by Lou Esposito, a listed editor of the Idahoan. Included in the 48-page broadsheet is a conservative voter guide and endorsements of far-right candidates.
I find it interesting about this piece of Idahoan that this is very old technology. How many people are getting their information anymore from newspapers?
That's Jasper Lacalze, a political science professor at the College of Idaho.
You mail this out to hit the demographic who you know is definitely going to vote, older folks, and they will read this. In 10 years, even 5 years, that's not going to be the case. Even old guys like me are on Facebook and such like that.
The Idaho Democratic Party has filed a complaint with the state's attorney general's office. The party contends the Idahoan is a skillfully crafted piece of electioneering material, while the publication claims it's a rarely published newspaper that only appears before elections. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.